Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
Welcome to Press Start, an all-NPR podcast about the art and culture of video games. I'm Ralph Cooper.
And I'm Kyle Orland.
And neither of us are Rob Holt, but he's here with us in spirit because he's getting taxed at the job. He's, you know, we're holding you down, Rob. We're here for you, reviewing as much stuff and looking at everything that we can.
Go, Rob.
And I think this week we're going to take a look at competitive gaming. I don't know if people out there are aware, Kyle, of how many competitive gaming leagues, competitive, you know.
No, it's really taken off. And there are professionals at this.
Yeah.
You can make a living, you know, playing video games now. And, you know, there's Major League Gaming, there's the World Series of Video Games, Global Gaming League, Cyber Athlete Professional League.
There's even a hip-hop gaming league for all you heads out there.
I was about to ask about that. What is up with, do you know anything about the hip-hop
gaming? I do, actually. I do know a little bit about the hip-hop gaming league. They mainly play Madden. And, you know, and for the record, I'm the black guy saying this. Yes, the black guys play Madden and put hip-hop next to it, and that's what makes it a tournament. There's nothing but hip-hop soundtrack in a Madden.
How about,
soundtrack,
like, Def Jam Vendetta? You could get in some good on that with all the rap artists.
Yeah, but the rap artists don't want to beat up each other while looking at each other. It might spark violence.
So do the rap, is this only for rap artists, or
well,
are they
actually,
sponsoring
it's
it?
Rappers and producers. And,
oh,
like, they,
okay.
I know that Jess Blaze, who's a huge video gamer, he does beats for anything video game related. you'll often catch him playing games and stuff like that, just in random places, so whether he's on his PSP, everything. Uh-huh. He's a serious gamer.
It's pretty much just an excuse for them to get together and
play video games. Yeah, and they have a little prize that normally, I forget which, there's a conference, I want to say it's in Miami, that they normally do the championship at, and they play in different places. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, you know, we all play video games and we all make music, so let's put the two together and see what happens.
Not bad.
But I know it's been around for a couple of years. I know that.
I heard Snoop Dogg was involved when it started up.
Yeah, yep, he was.
But the other ones, though, it's really open to anyone. Anyone, you know, with the skills can go to one of the tryouts.
Right.
And if you get good enough, you can do it. Now, it's mostly first-person shooter games.
That's true, too. But
that's what it started out as.
Right, because I think it started with you had your not
Halo 2.
On.
Halo 2 was a
Halo.
Big one. Counter Strike.
Before Doom.
Doom.
It was Doom, and it was also Half Life. Doom and Half Life and Counter Strike is really where it all started.
Counter Strike was really the big one that got the professional involved. But it's really taken off from there. There's fighting games now you can play. Super Smash Brothers. There's tournaments. There was just the World Cyber Games had their finals, and they had a really wide range of games. I was surprised. You were saying they had FIFA.
Right.
And
an American kid was in the lead for FIFA all the way up until the last day, which was a total shock to all of the other nations involved. You know, it's bad enough you get beat by a Yank online, but man, you come here and do it for real, and you're getting beat by an American. You can't go home.
I got the press release right here, actually, for all those Patriots out there. Team USA captures overall team championship at World Cyber Games Grand Final in Seattle. Woo! For only the second time in the history of the tournament, the American team claims the title of the planet's best gaming nation. Team USA shocked the rest of the world as won the overall team title, competing against more than 700 gamers from a record 74 countries.
Not only did they I think it was PC and 360 titles mainly.
They got Tony Hawk, Project 8, Gears of War, Dead or Alive 4. I mean,
and the website was really detailed. The website had breakdowns of the leaderboards. It had the group stages. It had the knockout phases. It had everything, like what the scores were.
It's like a real tournament, like you have in any other sport. And that's the surprising thing to me. You think of video games, something you play on the weekend. These people are really dedicated to it. They're putting in like 8 hours of practice a day, you know, getting professional mice and headphones. I mean, I'm just...
The dedication is great, but I also think about it like I have friends of mine who are, let's say, lawyers and doctors, and they'll come over to a house and they'll see all the video games and stuff. Oh, I just don't have the time to do that. I got to make this money. I got to do law. And I was like, yeah, but I know kids that get paid $100,000 to play video games. And
well, yeah, but how many? I'd always wonder how many people are actually making $100,000 at this. I feel like if you're not at the top echelons there, you're really fighting from, you know, paycheck to paycheck.
Fatality.
Jonathan Wendell is
exactly
his real name. Yeah,
he's so dope supposedly that he has his own line of mouses and
he's
keyboards.
Like the Michael Jordan
right
of the thing, but right. Everyone else is, you know, kind of everyone else.
And I was gonna say, in comparison, remember at E3 we met a good friend of ours who worked with Commodore, and he was explaining to me how he had a video game team, a gaming team, And his whole thing was they like to be really organic. Like, they go to the competitions and they sleep on the floor. And, you know, but they spend all their money on making sure they got great hardware so they can game really hard.
And they eat only vegan food.
Yeah, really.
Really? I was just being...
Yeah.
You said organic.
I made the joke
really
myself.
Organic.
And he was like, no, I am serious. And I was like, oh, okay, word. I bet.
Like the themed gaming team.
Yeah, you know, they're really about, you know, all they want to do is play games. They drive around with their own servers. And if you... Well, we're going to talk to the few of you who may listen to the podcast who don't know this, but when you're playing multiplayer PC games, the trick is to come in and make sure that your rig works, and that your rig works with the system that you're going to be running on. When I say your rig, that means your PC.
At top performance, too.
Right,
you know, split-second delay. And
right, your Alienware three-screen, whatever it is, machine that you have.
The amount of money they spend on these, you know, custom rigs, that's got to eat into your prize money, unless you're sponsored.
But a lot of these guys take the prize money towards... their equipment. Like, for them, this is what they do.
If it's what you enjoy. And who wouldn't enjoy, you know, getting paid to play games?
I can't complain. And I'd also like to say to Team USA out there, I saw that you all lost in FIFA. you know the email. Holler at your boy. That's all I'm saying. We can't be taking those L's like
America's not a soccer nation.
Hey,
it's just
that doesn't matter.
Football nation.
That does not matter. We can win this.
But, you know, with the sponsorships, I can see, you know, maybe keeping it going. You got NVIDIA, you got these graphic card makers and Alienware, like you said, sponsoring teams. But then you really have to win constantly to make any money at it. I don't know if there's enough money there.
I think it's interesting because just like you have the World Cyber Games, mm-hmm. I remember watching DirecTV and they have their own gaming league.
Yeah, this Championship Gaming Series.
Yeah, and I saw them play mainly a lot of Halo, Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six, and... It was interesting because a lot of the people who were playing were young. I say anywhere from 16. The oldest I saw was maybe 25, 26.
That's probably the range for all the players.
Right. And the way I figure that works is, well, you're happy with the money you're getting.
That's
true. You don't know any better to ask for this amount. And then once that starts to happen, we'll notice a difference anyway.
Yeah, speaking as someone who's in that age range, you're happy with whatever you get starting out. You don't have a career, really.
So to
speak, you're just starting out. You can afford to waste your time
pretty much
doing that.
And a lot of them don't think they're wasting their time.
Well, I don't mean wasting, but, you know, going
with you totally.
going for your big break, you know,
right.
Taking a risk.
Right. Right.
You know, as if you're a 50-year-old lawyer who's saying, oh, I don't have the time, you really don't. Because, if you went off and tried to be a pro gamer and it didn't work out, hey, you've given up a huge career.
Possibly.
If you're a 19-year-old, you know, just out starting college or whatever.
You know, like Lil Brother says on their new album, dreams don't keep the lights on sometimes. So you gotta figure it out. I think that people who want to go in that direction, I encourage you all.
I think it's only going to get bigger. You know,
if
you're getting in on the ground floor here,
I agree.
As soon as it gets on TV, I think that's the real key. Cause just like with sports, you know, once it gets on TV, that's where the real big money comes in. That's where the advertising comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's been on TV hasn't really caught on so much. You know, there was Major League Gaming was on USA.
Right.
CBS had the World Series of Video Games, and they kind of went different direction. You know, they weren't just Halo and the first-person shooters. They had a Guitar Hero 2 tournament.
That's great.
It wasn't mostly about, you know, how many notes can you hit, but all about your style. Playing. It was like a rock competition. You kind of more American Idol than a real video game competition.
You know, I have to say, man, all this competitive gaming stuff, I've still yet to see the one game that people can truly compete in and you can actually call a winner. And I would need to see, like, the Dance Dance Revolution competitive gaming league.
Where you can actually see them playing. They're not just sitting there staring at a screen.
Well, man, have you ever... I know we've talked about this before, but going to arcades and watching these young guys do the... Like, they have coordinated routines where they're flipping over each other, hitting the buttons on time.
And there's a big tournament structure for fighting games in the arcades, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that really hasn't caught on as much with, you know, TV audience. I'm wondering if people are going to really watch competitive gaming or devote their attention to competitive gaming when they could actually be playing the games themselves. It's not like football where, you know, the pros are big 300-pound guys. They're really at the top of their game. But, you know, with Halo 3, you could go out and play Halo 3 yourself. Why
not?
Why watch someone else?
I remember in college, maybe just because we were bored, you know, we would play GoldenEye on my man's TV and had a VCR in the TV. So we would record the GoldenEye because we never could really watch all the screens when everybody was playing.
Sure.
And then while we were recreating later, we'd sit back and watch the tape.
Okay. And
you know,
you'd rather do that than play more GoldenEye?
Well, I mean, at the time, we were just too tired. I mean, so it made sense.
So it's what to do after the game.
Right, you know, and so in a way... I've watched some of the shows. I've tried to follow some of the shows, for the most part, they make it entertaining. You know, it's almost like watching poker. Like, to me, I don't understand people watching a card game on television. However, when you sit down and you watch it, and the way that they break the game down, they show you the little cards from the camera view. You know, they got the stats and the number and the commentators. Oh, he's going to play a big spade. I mean, like, you know.
He doesn't know what the other guy has.
Right. You know, it makes it work. And it's the same with Attack of the Show, for example. We're showing... They showed how with the new Orange box that just came out, that you can import your weapons on the PC. You can import the teleportal gun from the Half-Life 2 into the Orange box, and you can use it in the multiplayer. So they were showing how like guys were creeping around walls thinking they were slick, and then somebody just come out from the wall and snatch them up, you know. But
it'd be fun to watch. You have to present it right.
Exactly.
Is the problem.
Exactly.
No, I don't think anyone really has that depth. USA. You know, when they were doing Major League Game and they had the Halo 2 matches and they tried to show, you know, instant replays and explain why, you know, this area was tactical. They did a decent job, but it's still first generation. You know, it's kind of like watching a basketball game from 20, 30 years ago. They haven't really gotten the instant replays down and exactly the presentation. I think that's really what it's going to take to get a mass audience.
You know, maybe we should look overseas and see how they're doing it there.
Overseas, it's huge. South Korea has... The whole population is obsessed with StarCraft, apparently. There's three television networks devoted just to StarCraft matches. It's the national pastime over there. They don't play baseball. They play StarCraft.
That's great.
Could that happen here?
All over the world, the most popular sport is soccer. Except you come to the United States and everybody's got something to say.
The United States always.
We're a country where until we can see, let's say, a result that would be... enough to encourage the national psyche that there's nothing wrong with video games.
Like Team USA capturing the overall team championship at the World Cyber Games? Would that do it?
I think that's wonderful, but I, on the same tip, look at it like I know too many parents who are like, oh, I don't want my kids playing video games all the time and this and the other. And if nothing else, what we try to present here to you on Press Start is the fact that games are not just for kids anymore. It's not just something that people are doing and, you know, you sit around in your house and you smoke and you drink and you play games so you pass out.
People are making a living out of it.
There are people making a living off of this. There are people making a lot of money on this. There are people insuring their hands and fingers. Like, you know, and it, just to think about how far this has come from when, you know, you have Rob back in Pizza Hut, you know, playing Tron and Ms. Pac-Man trying to get the high score. Uh-huh. Now you've got kids who literally wake up every day and they practice running through boards. They practice. They know the boards aren't going to change. They know where to hide. They know where to go.
And just for any of you listening saying, oh, you know, I've played a few hundred hours of Halo 2. I could be a pro. I could do this. You probably can't.
No.
If you actually see these guys in action, they're playing 8 hours a day, you know, 6 days a week.
Right.
They're better than you. You probably do not have the will to do this.
No, you don't.
I mean, it takes extreme devotion. If you're trying it, you know, more power to you. But
Right.
They make it look easy.
There's not a lot of missing as far as bullets are concerned. There's not a lot of missing as far as shots are concerned. They're always doing the right move. If you're watching a fighting game, for example, I might have a problem trying to pull off a throw combo with King in Tekken, let's say, because I don't play it every day. These are guys who have the motions memorized, and then they have the controller basically programmed so that they hit one or two buttons and it happens, and it's
just
a wrap.
Yeah, it's just muscle memory at that point. They can do it without even trying. And what really impressed me is, like, in the Halo 2 matches on USA, was the teamwork involved. They all have the headsets on. They're all calling out, you know, oh, look out for the sniper up there, or, you know, the weapons here. And they were really doing well with that.
I think it's on the same level when they do the Counter-Strike. I thought was dope because one person could do this, one person does that. Like, to me, that's the true way you're supposed to play those squad-based games. I'm not the one to sit up and have to control four other people plus me. I'm just going to be like, you four stay here. I'm going to go do everything, come back.
Yeah. I think it's more impressive when you get the team together and when then it's just one-on-one. It's kind of like, you know, like basketball versus boxing.
Almost. I absolutely agree. You want to drop on them what you've been looking at, Kyle? What you've been playing?
I've been playing. I was away for 2 weeks, so I missed out
on
a lot of gaming. I was out in Hawaii on my honeymoon.
Beautiful. Clap it up for Kyle.
Thank you. So, haven't really gotten a chance to get into those big games, you know, BioShock, Halo 3, Orange Box, all the first-person shooters, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. But I've been playing a lot of Xbox Live games, the new Every Extend Extra Extreme E4, which just fills up the screen with all sorts of enemies. The point of the game is to self-destruct your ship, and in doing so, you know, clear this whole screen of enemies in a chain reaction of explosions. And it's just, once you get into the flow of things, the whole screen lights up, and it goes along with the rhythm of the thumping techno music. You just Yeah, that watch that.
That's a fun
zone
game.
Out.
I don't know that at all. I like that game.
And the other one on Xbox Live is Bomberman Live, which I just downloaded. And it's so great because multiplayer has always been the best part of Bomberman, but it's not always easy to get, you know, three or four buds over to your house to play. Mm-hmm. Here you can just jump in anytime. There's someone playing. You might not know them, but hey, it's still a great game to play online. I recommend it to anyone.
Yeah, those are both good choices.
How about you, Ralph?
Oh, man. I delved into my first PC game. Tried out, yeah, that one's for Rob right there. I tried out World of Conflict, which ultimately was kind of cool. It was all right to be able to blow up many metropolitan U.S. cities in the name of the Cold War and defeating Russia.
Do you have any trouble installing it?
I had a small amount of trouble, and it did run a little slow, but it's possibly because I don't have the major PC gaming rig that you need.
You get spoiled on the console just putting in that disc.
You definitely get spoiled on the console. But overall, not a bad game.
Cool.
I've also, of course, been playing possibly the greatest soccer franchise I've ever hit any console in FIFA 08. Been pretty impressed with the game. I enjoy it a lot. I've been trying to play online, but I've been having issues.
Mm-hmm.
A quick little hint for anybody out there in cyber world who happens to be playing FIFA. If you have a problem playing online and you have changed your arena player to anybody but Ronaldinho, you will not be able to upload your game. Everybody, a lot of people don't know it, so I'm putting it out there because I didn't know it until I figured it out.
The three people playing FIFA.
Yeah, the 3 million people playing FIFA all over the world. Yeah, blowing out Madden, stop playing Halo for it. But
of course, we got an audience of billions potential listeners
all
we're on the internet.
Right, and with our audience of potential listeners, I should also let you know that coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a special on Guitar Hero 3. We'll be talking with some of the developers, and we'll be also reviewing the game and giving you a early peek on it.
Yeah, look out for that.
For Rob Holt. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Irwin.
And press start. Thanks.